Influential leaders of the worldwide Anglican Communion have criticized the American Episcopal Church for consecrating a gay bishop. The Episcopal Church elected Eugene Robinson to be Bishop of New Hampshire last year, and that decision caused a crisis in the church, which has 2.3 million members in the United States and many, many more worldwide. The head of the commission that was studying that decision, Archbishop Robin Eames of Ireland, said the American church's actions damaged the church worldwide.
The Episcopal Church once again breached the bonds of communion in electing and consecrating to that position a person whom they knew had already been declared to be unacceptable to the majority of the Anglican Communion.
NPR religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty has been following this story. And Barbara, we've just heard one highlight of this report. What else was said?
Well, let's see. The Episcopal Church was invited to apologize for electing Gene Robinson without consulting the other parts of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Now, what I want to say is that the commission is not saying whether allowing a homosexual priest or a homosexual bishop or even blessing same-sex marriages is wrong or right. They're not coming down on one side or the other there. What it is saying is that the American church was wrong to just unilaterally elect a gay bishop. And that's kind of effectively trying to change church doctrine over the objections of the rest of the church. And so most Anglicans, you know, who live in the Southern Hemisphere, they're very conservative, and most of them were very, very upset by the election of Gene Robinson. The Eames Commission report also does not recommend kicking the Episcopal Church out of the Anglican Communion, which many had wanted. So those are a couple of the highlights.
So they're saying, in effect, you should have asked us first. The worldwide
That's
leaders
right.
are saying that.
That's right.
They also have something in language in here about a moratorium on same-sex unions.
Right. We don't know a whole lot about that. The report invites, now that's the operative word, invites the American Church to abide by a moratorium on blessing same-sex unions and electing gay bishops. Now, at least until there's a little bit more unity on the issue. Now, the reason invite is a key word is because they frankly can't force the American church to do anything. The American church is an autonomous province. The Anglican Communion can no more dictate who the Episcopal Church elects than, say, the United Nations can dictate who Americans elect as president. So I was just talking to someone from the more liberal side of the church, and he suggested that the American church probably will not do anything as in your face as elect another gay bishop anytime soon. And anyway, there aren't any gay priests on the short list to become a gay bishop. So nothing like this might happen. This issue won't be forced for another couple of years at least. As to same-sex marriages and same-sex blessings, this source expects there to be a kind of don't ask, don't tell policy. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, to sum up this report then is something of a rebuke for liberals among the Episcopalians. They're pushed back both on gay marriage and on the question of a gay bishop.
That's right. But conservatives also have come into a little bit of criticism. Archbishop Eames said that the reaction to Gene Robinson's election was not very helpful, and he specifically criticized other bishops from other countries coming into the U.S. and trying to intervene in U.S. affairs. For example, recently, the Archbishop of Uganda took three churches in Los Angeles under his wing. And also this month, the Archbishop of Nigeria was in the U.S. saying he was going to set up a Church of Nigeria in America. And basically, the report is saying that is just not a good idea.
Barbara, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.